Blog Talk Radio.
People born to those who pledged their lives in sacred honor, was smiled upon by God and freed from chains and iron collar. He is held aloft on unity and by history revered for preserving peace through strength. His wings now reach across 200 years. But for each of those and 1 year more, God has smiled upon the core. From the Barbary coast to the eastern sand, by sword, by gun, or by bare hand, so it's been and shall be weighed. Though many are born, few are made. Faithful always they shall remain, dogs to loose when war is waged.
You're in.
And welcome to Resistance Radio. My name is Mr. Bernard with Mr. Virgil and Hurricane Ann, who will be back with us in May. She is busy doing some important things for her family and stuff. And so I just want to do a big shout out to her. And also want to do a big shout out to all my fans out there. And if you just tuned in, I want to say hello and do a big shout out to my cousin, Scorn up there in Bixby, Oklahoma, my hometown, and everything. And I have to do a shout out to Trump Girl and to Virgil's new stalker out there. So, hey Virgil, how you doing?
Oh, we're doing all right, Joseph. We're doing real good, real good.
Oh, that's good. So I guess I don't know if you read that message I sent you just now and everything, and I was going to do a huge announcement on it and everything, and it just happened. I don't know if it happened earlier or what, but anyway, just got a report that North Korea and South Korea has officially entered their war after 65 years. And the report is going to agree to bring an end to the decade-long military conflict on the Korean Peninsula. So there you go.
Well, and, I'm telling you, it just goes to show, you know, they said, you know, Trump was reactionary. He wasn't. He didn't have diplomacy skills and blah 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 and all of this here. I mean, he did what other presidents couldn't do. I mean, he's making a deal with North Korea, but which I'm really against making any deal with North Korea, but that's just me. But whatever's good for the majority, whatever's good for America, and we can get that Kim Jong unstable, you know, get him away from the nuclear weapons, you know. Well, I'll go with it. I'll trust his judgment on that. But I'll have to see the official signing of any documents myself before I believe anything Kim Jong-un says.
Right. And, you know, you never know because, you know, I think maybe we scared the crap out of him. Who knows? And then again, this could be a Trojan horse. We never know.
It could be.
But still, yeah, it's good, you know, to end that. That's something that's been going on for so long. And everything. And also, in the other news, is California actually banned Christianity altogether, churches, everything. They also banned, you know, the Bible that went into effect and stuff. And I was kind of flabbergasted with that one. And so, you know, and recently they opened up this huge Satanist church down there and everything. They just opened it up about 2 weeks ago and stuff. So you're seeing. You see what's taking place is that, you know, we're seeing Bible prophecy being played out and everything. And the demons are out there playing with you guys in California. I just can't believe you're allowed it to happen and everything. But, you know, you got Jerry Brown. He's going to end up being a dictator of your brand new state when you guys succeed, or for your brand new country once they succeed from the United States. I see that. I see that coming, you know, and everything.
Well,
so, but
they can try it. They can try it, but it'll last about a week. Well, I guess if they're going to ban religion, I guess they're going to ban any federal aid or subsidies or whatever, because the money that's going to be sent to them has "In God We Trust" on it.
Mm-hmm. And it's also not only that, those precious federal fundings and everything they get, well, like you said, will stop. Those reserves are going to stop if they succeed. The military will be taken out They won't, you know, they won't ever vote again in the elections. So we don't have to worry about their whiny asses complaining about the popular vote anymore. You know.
Yeah, that's right. Gary Brown is just like what General Mattis called called Obama. He's an unwiped ass.
Mm-hmm.
He's an idiot. He's doing all of this to get attention. He's doing all of this because he's coming up for re-election again. He's trying to get the votes from basically what I call the degenerate animals and get re-elected again. But who knows? I mean, he could. There is a good possibility that he is going to lose. And if he does lose to a GOP candidate, well, all those laws are going to cease to exist.
Exactly. And, you know, and I feel bad. I was also reading some other articles. There's more and more people leaving California every day. I mean, they're fleeing California, you know, and everything because of all this and stuff. But, you know, it's just sad to see. And I heard somewhere where Illinois is going to be the next state. Another state, I can't think of. Zeta Andrews was talking about this, but this is just a pattern to split because, you know, they don't want to be part of the United States anymore. They want to have all the socialism come right on in and everything and have a dictator. I'd rather it be ruled with a dictator, you know.
Well, you see, they're like a bunch of angry teenagers, you know. They want all the privileges of being an adult, but they don't want the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically what it is.
Right. And see, what they don't realize is that, you know, too, all that welfare, Social Security, all the food, everything's going to be wiped out. It's going to be like Venezuela, Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
That's exactly what it's going to be like. That's exactly what it's going to be like. And it's just a bunch of politicians throwing a tantrum. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Let them go ahead and secede. Okay, mm-hmm. just like if a child comes up to you and says, you know, because he can't get his way. Well, I'm gonna run away from home. Well, go ahead, run away from home. Let's see what you got.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what you do? You give them $10 and you tell them, okay, go ahead, run away from home. On your way back, pick up a loaf of bread and a gallon of milk.
Mm-hmm.
You don't play with them. You don't play with them. You don't bow down to them and start giving them their way just because they're throwing a tantrum. You let them go on and see. You know, let's see what you got. You know, you want
to be. And that's all it is.
You want to be treated like a sovereign nation, like a country, and all of this here. You know, we just experienced one of those people that claimed, you know, he was a sovereign citizen and all, and that kid shot up a Waffle House.
Yep.
You know.
These liberals, what they don't get is that, you know, they're going to have MS-13 gang members, all these Mexican gang members and all these other Muslims and all that are there. They're going to line all those liberals up. If they don't follow what they tell them to do, they're going to execute them. They're going to be shot right on sight.
You know, they're just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're
if you ever been to Chihuahua, Mexico, because that's what they do to them over there. Get them out of the buses and shoot them. I've seen it happen. You know.
They're just a bunch of little crybabies. You know, they can't get
your way. Yep. And you know, and I got to say this, but there's been some of the other news is James Comey, you know, after we talked about him last couple of nights, he's a deep doo-doo right now, and he's going down big time. And he's hired this big, huge attorney that's supposed to defend him and stuff right now. But I don't think he's going to save him. I don't think he's going to be able to save him because Comey's going down. He's going to be the first one to get locked up.
And he might get charged, and he may have to go to court. But I'm going to tell you, what about Comey? He's going to flip. You know, he's going to push that immunity for prosecution. If he ever charged with anything, and he's already throwing Lynch under the bus.
Yep.
He's already throwing Loretta Lynch under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like I said, it's just going to be a domino effect, the house of cards. These people are a bunch of snakes. They're going to turn on each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, snake, cannibals, piranhas.
Mm-hmm. I think
they're teaching turn on each other and destroy each other.
Honestly, I think that Maxine Waters is panicking too because she already called out last night for he's got to a certain time to be impeached. She gave until 10 o'clock for him to be impeached or resign. So I think she's in panic mode right now because
you know. Impeached. I mean, what, she's back on that impeachment shit again for Trump?
No, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's saying 70% of women are wanting Trump impeached and all this. We know that's bogus and stuff, but she's claiming that she wants him impeached on this certain day at 10 o'clock p.m. or else. You know?
That's just like Pelosi. That's just like Pelosi with the raising hell about the new tax legislation, the new tax plan that came out. You know, she wants to slam, you know, millionaires. This is just going to help millionaires. She is the richest Democrat in Washington. She's a multimillionaire. You know, where's her check to the Share the Wealth Fund? I mean, it's all Democrats I just don't know what it is, whether it's in the water, whether these people been smoking a new kind of dope we don't know about, or whether they're just plain out
stupid.
You need to x-ray their heads to see if somehow somebody managed to fit a square peg into a round cavity. They're just as stupid as can be, and I just can't understand their way of thinking. I mean, it's beyond comprehension the way they think.
Exactly, you know, and everything. Well, most of them has never really asked you to do anything. They just sat in there and did nothing. And now if they actually have to really work, they're, you know, they're not too happy about it. And these investigations are going to start coming in wondering, you know, how come Maxine Waters can afford these mansions and give her daughter $165,000 a year salary on what she makes? And Al Green, Al, you know, and the rest of them, and we all know they get it through kickbacks and illegal funding, you know.
Well, the thing is, what blows all of them out of the water, and a lot of people are catching on to this. Not only Candace Owens, Owens and Keon West, but the founder and inventor of black entertainment television.
Kenny
went on CNN. I don't know how in the world he got him to allow this to get out. But he stated on CNN that since Trump got elected in office, opportunities for black people are unlimited now.
Yeah.
You know? And it just blows the whole concept, philosophy, and accusations about Trump. Every time one of these prominent black journalists or black celebrities come out and say, you know, Trump is actually helping the black community. Trump is actually, you know, black people are getting jobs now. They're getting off the welfare rolls. It's his prosperity, you know, and because he's doing what Obama cannot do. And I've asked the question before, and I'll ask it again. And give me one example of the 8 years that Obama was in office. What did he do that gave anybody incentive to better themselves?
Mm-hmm.
And I still have not got an answer. No one has still called into the show or answered me on Facebook or on my Twitter or whatever. No one can answer that. All I get, all, you know, the only answer I get is you're a racist.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only answer I can get is that I'm a racist.
Mm-hmm. That's like we've been saying, you know, too, the last couple of weeks on the show, that everybody's getting sick and tired of the racist game, the race baiting, all this. Everybody's getting tired of it. You know, and everything, and it's like I was just monitoring just now, you know, on this friend of mine's account, she was saying that, you know, the Democrat Party is slowly dying, the far left is going down, and everything, and so now they're going to pull everything they can, they're going to attack right and left before they die.
Oh, they're gonna attack it. Yeah. They're gonna take a pot shot at everything.
Yep.
They're even gonna
yep.
start turning against each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which they've already done. They did that on the gun issue. That's why the thing hasn't come. You know, I mean, it went to the Senate Judiciary Committee, but it's
mm-hmm.
stuck right now. It's stuck because.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have, Feinstein cannot get the votes to pass this. She
mm-hmm.
cannot get the votes to pass this. She has tried this time and time and time again. And all the time she was successful with any type of gun legislation was the Brady Bill, which was totally asinine.
Mm-hmm.
Totally asinine, the 86 Gun Control Act.
I mean,
you're gonna ban the so-called assault weapons because John Hinckley used a .22 caliber revolver to try and assassinate President Reagan.
And there's no way a .22 revolver is gonna blow a hole that big in somebody's head at that far of a range.
It almost killed him. It lodged a bullet into him where they just about couldn't stop. They just about could not stop the bleeding, and
uh-huh.
he was minutes away from dying when they
uh-huh.
found it. When they finally got the X-rays back, more X-rays, they finally found the location of the bullet, and they
uh-huh.
finally got it out.
Uh-huh.
But he was the one that got shot.
Uh-huh.
You know, he didn't push for gun control when he was in office. They waited until he got out, and Slick Willie was in there.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, a .22 caliber revolver equals an AR-15. You know. I mean,
yep, that blew my mind too, because it's like, how does a .22 revolver compare to an AR-15? You know, and everything, but you know, but
I mean, it's just another nutcase that got a hold of a gun that wasn't supposed to have a gun, just
mm-hmm.
like Nicholas Cruz, just like this guy in Tennessee, you know, it was all a failure on the FBI and ATF and local law enforcement to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it was. It was failure on their part to do their job.
And everything. But, you know, but we're going to see, like we talked about a while back, it's going to get way worse before it gets any better, you know, for us and everything. But
the closer the midterm elections get here, the closer they get, you're going to hear some of the most asinine, off-the-wall, stupid shit that you have ever heard in your life against conservatives. You're gonna hear stuff that is just unbelievable. I mean, just you're not gonna be able to believe that someone or a group of people is that stupid. I mean, they've called us everything in the book. I mean, I guess they're going to have to call him Jesse Jackson, you know, to invent some more words, you know. I mean, you know, because every time he makes a speech, he invents his own words. I mean, he uses words that ain't even in the dictionary.
True. Just like President Trump, you know, he has special pet names for everybody. That's what I like about him. You know, he comes up with these little pet names, like, you know, with Kim Jong Un's little Rocket Man. You know, I nearly died laughing when I first heard that.
Well, with Jesse Jackson, he comes up with these long six syllable words that are they're not even in the English language. I mean, even foreign governments and people are looking up, is this part of our language? What is he talking about? What did he just say? You know, the United States is race authoritarian or something against blacks and this, that, and the other. He's on his way out. He's taking all kind of cuckoo meds. Last reports was he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So he ain't got long left. He's one foot in the grave and another on the banana peel. But he was always a pathological liar about how Dr. King loved him and how him and Dr. King got along well. That's not true. You know, Dr. King only kept him around because he was trying to get the younger black militants away from the violence movement during the civil rights movement. And he was a youngster, so he was trying to attract the younger people, you know, to people social change. But he didn't like Jesse Jackson that much. He didn't like Jesse Jackson.
Him or Al Sharpton. And I don't know if I mentioned this on the other shows and stuff, but a long time ago I met Martin Luther King when I was a young boy up in Atlanta, Georgia, and I didn't even know who he was. You know, I was only about 6 years old. You know. And we lived across from this park and everything, and we had just moved there from New Mexico and everything, where my dad had got a job up there and everything. And over there back then in Atlanta, Georgia, you talk about racist, oh my gosh, that place was racist, you know, and everything. But you know, I was at a park and everything, me and my friend, and a bunch of these a busload of these people pulled up and everything, and we didn't know what was going on, you know. And we're sitting there playing and everything, and they asked us if we'd like to sit down and have a sandwich with them. And everything was like, sure, why not, you know. And I sat next to Martin Luther King, and we talked. But I had no idea who he was till years later when I got older. I was like, I remember him, you know, and everything. So
It's like Candace Owens told Black Lives Matter. You know, she told those youngsters with Black Lives Matter, you never experienced racism. You never experienced. Your grandparents did, but you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why are you wanting to be oppressed? You're only
mm-hmm.
wanting to be oppressed to give you something to cry about. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
get off your asses and do something with your life. Don't live in the past. Look to the future.
Exactly. Now they're living in the past because everything's offensive to them. Or Civil War, monuments, we've seen them tear statues down, this and that. It's like they've been there for hundreds of years. Why is it bothering anybody now? But, you know, it's like, you know, it didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it never makes sense. Those kind of people never, ever make sense. And, I mean, it's just the mentality of the way they think. And they, instead of doing research on the actual cause of the American Civil War, they rather listen to these Sharptons and to these Mitch Landrews and to these other idiots that wanted to tell them their version of why the Civil War happened. You know, Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, if they want to tear down any statues, you know, they need to go tear the Lincoln Monument down. Let me tell you what. Abraham Lincoln didn't give a hoot, a shit, or two goddams about the slaves in the South. The war between the North and the South was over taxation. Over excessive taxation. Lincoln just adopted the abolitionist position on slavery just to get support for the war.
And the thing is with that, exactly, and the thing is that, is that, you know, if people did a little bit more researching about Abraham Lincoln, they would have actually realized about his feelings on slavery, because he was a slave himself when he was a young boy. Because his father owed this person so much money,
right?
You know, and everything. So he told him, "Well, you can have my son, and he can work off that debt."
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
But
well,
if you
look at Abraham Lincoln's record, okay, if he cared so much about people of color, okay, during the Civil War, when they recruited runaway slaves and other blacks into the Union Army, They were not paid equal to the white soldiers of the Union Army. The white soldiers were supplied their equipment, uniforms, rifles, shoes, backpacks. They were supplied that for free. They charged. They withheld the black soldiers' pay to pay for their rifles and uniforms. A wounded black soldier was not given medical treatment in the Union Army. Now, in the South, this is documented. You can look it up. Blacks that fought for the South, black rebels that fought for the South, they were paid equally. They were supplied all their equipment. They marched with the white soldiers. They ate with the white soldiers and were paid equally as the white soldiers. They were paid $13 a month. Black soldiers were only paid $10 a month. Who was the real racist? And if you look back in history, okay, look at what Abraham Lincoln did to the Native Americans. Look what he did to the Indians. Look, exactly. And look at that little group called the Buffalo Soldiers. Do you think they were a bunch of angels during the Indian War, during the Indian campaigns to run out Native Americans? No, they weren't. They committed atrocities too. So, I mean, you know,
that went on even in World War, even in World War II, that went on.
Exactly.
You know, even Vietnam War, it went on. You know, and everything. But to me, to get angry at the past, wanting restitution for something that never happened to you, that happened 200-300 years ago, that didn't make sense to me either. You know.
Well, the only reparations they're claiming 600 years. 600 years. Okay. If you go back, look at your history. Okay. We're just over 200 years old as our own nation, the United States of America. So if you want your reparations, you need to go talk across the pond, as they call it. You need to go talk to jolly old England and get reparations from them, because they owned this before we did. They brought.
Mm-hmm. What doesn't make sense either? What about those Irish people that the blacks enslaved? What about them? They forget about all that. That was real history that we studied.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Well, everything, you know, when you bring up the Library of Congress, okay? That's not real. That's misinformation. That's white history. That's white history. No, it's not.
That's American history.
It's American history. It's American history. You look up, Booker T. Washington's in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, him and President Lincoln had fallings out all the time.
Yep.
Regarding the treatment of the black soldiers in the Union Army.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're just going to come up with anything that the condom snorters will buy.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much what we're seeing with the Democrats today. History kind of repeating itself. They're attacking everything and anything they can. You know, and that's what it really boils down to. But have you noticed, though, there hasn't been no more riots from Black Lives Matter. They haven't been out blocking the streets anymore. You know, and everything. And I'm thinking, well, like you were saying earlier in the show a couple of days ago, is that the main leader is actually starting to wake up and see what's going on.
Exactly. And these Democrats, they fall back on what is called rectal recovery information. You know what that is? That's facts they pull out of their ass. Instead of actual facts. every so-called fact that the Democrats come up with, they have just literally pulled out of their ass. And what amazes me is that people buy this. People buy this. You know? All about Trump, the Russian thing, the Stormy Daniels thing, you know. Oh yeah, by the way, you know, you told me Stormy Daniels just made another porno, okay? You there, Joseph? I can't hear you, Joseph. I cannot hear you, Joseph. I cannot hear you, Joseph. Oh, we must be having technical problems here, ladies and gentlemen. Joseph, I cannot understand anything. I cannot understand anything coming through. You have a You have a bad night, son. You're not coming through anymore. I can't hear you. You sound like you're underwater. We're having some technical difficulties. I don't know if it's just me or Joseph's in, but we're having some difficulties here. I can't understand Joseph. I can't understand what he's saying. He's skipping out. Joseph, we're having some problems.
Don't think follow me to higher ground. Lost, that is where I am. Don't throw away your best of me. And the ultimate
join us Monday as we get cleared up. Yeah.